Morning, Prebold.
Hey, is Randy in by chance?
He is. Just one moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Great, Tyler. How are you?
Good. A little busy over here, but I just wanted to follow up with you here real quick. We were actually in touch back in August. We had extended a finance offer there around that time. Just kind of wanted to circle back with you there since we spoke now that we're in fourth quarter. Just wanted to see if there's anything in the pipeline there for you.
Oh, nothing at all, man. We're just barely scraping along right now. We're not buying anything.
I see. How's it been for you guys the last few months there since we spoke last?
You know, it's okay, but we're not in buying territory, that's for sure.
I gotcha. Yeah, it was both for equipment and working capital for right around $250,000. Has it just been a little bit slower because of election, or have you guys been changing operations there? What's the situation?
It's just up and down for us, you know. We have a great month and a bad month and a great month and a bad month.
But, I gotcha.
You know, we're really not looking for anything right now, though.
I gotcha. I mean, would there be any capital needs as far as, you know, like operations or payroll, inventory, anything like that for you?
I don't think so. I mean, we've never gone there, and I don't think we will.
I gotcha. You know, I just kind of wanted to reach back out there one last time this year just to see where you guys were at. I mean, are those moves you guys ever maybe look to assess or try to make throughout the year? Or is it more just like an as-need basis if it does arise?
Yeah, it's never risen or whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've never done that. We always finance our equipment. That's about it.
I gotcha. And I gotta imagine the equipment there has got a pretty good lifespan on it.
Well, about 10 years for the most part.
10 years?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are you plastic injection molding? Is that what you guys do there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did a big media campaign there for a business out in San Diego where I was at a few years back. I definitely know what you mean by the ups and downs of that industry. It's pretty brutal there to kind of differentiate yourself there. Is that kind of the same issue you guys have?
Our local issue here is everybody's moved to Mexico. You know, I've had like four or five major customers in the last 5 years pick up operations and move south of the border.
And those really?
Are the people that we were getting work from, you know, tooling and molding, and, you know, it's all gone now.
Wow.
So, you know, we've got other customers coming online and stuff, but it just, that hurts, you know, losing big customers like that.
Of course, and I mean, I gotta imagine that's just all because of price point down there, much cheaper.
Yeah, labor rate down there is, you know, fifth of what it is here or less.
Yeah, that's that, and then I earlier in the year I was hearing a lot about China. Are they still kind of making a big move there as well on this industry?
Well, yeah, they're pretty bad too, but most everything we're seeing is going to Mexico. Over the last 5 years, China's kind of fading away, I think, and Mexico's the hot ticket right now.
I see.
But with our new president coming up next year, who knows what's going to happen? So
I got you. Well, I have the email here, the ProMold INC at Earthlink.net.
Yeah.
Is that still the update 8.1?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay. And I'm sorry, did you just say you guys are going to be getting a new president next year?
Yeah. Yeah. His
okay.
Name's Donald Trump.
We'll be very interested to see what kind of moves he's able to make for you then.
That's right.
Well, what I'll do here, Randy, I'll just kind of pencil you in here for maybe earlier in the next year, just to maybe see if anything does come up for you guys. But what I'll do is shoot you an email with just all the update information there as far as my contact information. And that way, you know, if you do run into any equipment or maybe you do need some capital just to get you through a little bit of a slower period, it's definitely something we can revisit and look at for you.
Okay. Yeah, you never know.
Exactly.
Things change in a minute around here. That's one thing I know.
Okay. Well, I'll shoot that over. If anything does come up, definitely don't hesitate to reach out.
All right. Thanks.
It was good catching up with you, Randy. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.